verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Evans Die on Cristo the Rock tonight. We are having an amazing evening. I'm so excited. Aquí hemos estado compartiendo el tema de no mirando atrás por el espejo. ¿Cómo se dice en español the rear mirror?
Ni idea.
El espejito del frente para mirar hacia atrás.
Yeah. Vamos a tener que buscarle una mejor descripción, pero estamos hablando de no mirar hacia el pasado. Y si vamos a mirar al pasado, debemos de hacerlo con un propósito que edifique, que nos dé fuerza de poder decir, el mismo Dios que estuvo conmigo ayer estará conmigo hoy. Y también me encantó el punto que trajo el pastor José, que explicó y dijo que no todo en nuestro pasado es una victoria.
Así es.
Okay? Que no todo, no, nosotros no hemos pasado cada prueba y no hemos hecho las cosas bien y hemos tenido algunas derrotas en nuestra vida, algunos fracasos, algunas dolencias, pero cuando miramos atrás, tiene que haber un propósito productivo, que no nos paralice ese sentimiento de sentir que, you know, that we failed, or that there, you know, the pain that I lived, you know, 20 years ago, well, you know, it was 20 years ago.
No nos podemos quedar estancados.
Yeah.
Esa es la palabra que hemos usado mucho.
Sí.
Tenemos que salir hacia adelante.
Hacia adelante y saber que el Dios que estuvo con nosotros ayer, aún en nuestros más oscuros días, es el mismo Dios que está con nosotros hoy. Y aún en esos momentos de quebranto que uno mira atrás, son cosas que nos ha fortalecido el día de hoy. Y que muchas veces lo que somos hoy es por lo que hemos vivido, ese valle que hemos caminado. Y yo puedo personalmente decir que no importando qué valle, qué oscuro, el Señor siempre, Él ha estado ahí, nunca me ha fallado. Y cuando yo miro atrás, aún con alguna melancolía en algunas cosas, yo digo, Señor, Tú estuviste ahí conmigo.
Sí, así mismo es. Tenemos que, cuando yo pienso, cuando miramos hacia atrás y nos quedamos estancados y tristes, es bien importante. Yo pienso también algo que estaba pensando en la sesión pasada, es que tenemos también que es bueno buscar ayuda. A ver, al pastor, a veces estamos estancados y no sabemos cómo salir, porque ya nos hemos quedado tanto en la melancolía, en el pasado, que eso como que se ha apoderado de nuestras mentes. Y entonces necesitamos de alguien que nos ayude, que podamos hablar, que nos guíe, que nos dé sabiduría, que ore por nosotros, que nos vea ver realidad, porque a veces es cuando, que es un engaño. Si yo no estuviera engañada, yo cambiaría lo que estoy haciendo, o cambiaría ese engaño. Usualmente cuando estamos engañados necesitamos a alguien que nos diga, ay, Diana, quiero hablarte de esta cosita, y estás, yo creo que un poco engañada, creyendo esto, que viene esa percepción que viene del pasado.
Exacto.
Así que es bien importante también ir donde alguien que nosotros confiemos, que sea una persona que tú sabes que va a decirte la verdad en amor y te va a dirigir a la verdad.
Y me gustó mucho también el ejemplo que estábamos hablando, que no pudimos terminarlo y lo queremos terminar, el pasaje de José, de cómo cuando miraba su vida y si podemos, como decir, analizar bien el proceso de Dios, porque fue un proceso. Y fue un proceso doloroso desde el principio y tuvo un vamos a decir, un final exitoso.
Así es.
Pero fue un proceso que para poder él llegar al palacio, para poder llegar él al lugar de provisión, al lugar de donde Dios lo iba a usar, tuvo que pasar un proceso que parece como que, you know, what happened?
Así es, así es. Y una situación con que uno puede ver, es decir, el ejemplo de José, y muchos de nosotros hemos vivido cosas similares, es decir, a nivel de a ciertos atributos que él vivió o ciertos ejemplos que él vivió. Es decir, él vivió abuso de personas que supuestamente son familiares, que supuestamente
lo amaban.
Lo aman, y Es decir, básicamente ellos lo vendieron como esclavo. Es decir, he got sold out, literally. Yes. Right. Es decir, literalmente. Pero en todo ese proceso, él decidió seguir avanzando en su propósito, en su vida. Él no iba a permitir que su pasado y las cosas específicamente negativas sean un ancla y que determine qué iba a ser su futuro. Y él determinó, sobre todo ese proceso, perdonar. Es decir, muchas veces cuando estamos hablando de heridas del pasado, tiene que ver mucho con el perdón. Es decir, tiene que ver mucho con uno poder perdonarse a sí mismo y tiene que ver mucho con uno poder perdonar a otras personas. Y uno entender, porque uno puede mirar hacia atrás. Si uno mira hacia atrás para madurar, mira hacia atrás para aprender, eso nos ayuda a seguir hacia adelante. Pero si uno mira hacia atrás meditando y you know, sort of contemplating and sort of chewing that too much, that's, you know, that's when you get stuck. Y a mí, un ejemplo personal, es decir, que lo he hecho en el pasado, y para esas personas que juegan los deportes y específicamente baseball, uno sabe que en un juego uno, you know, you might come up to hit 3 or 4 times in the game. So if that first at bat you have a failure, meaning you're out or you strike out and things like that, well, that second at bat is going to come around. It's going to come around. You're going to be at that place in that situation again, regardless of the result of the previous time. It's going to come back around. What you decide is, are you going to learn from the previous at bat, or are you going to take that at bat with you to the current one where it's going to negate your success?
Right.
And that's what we do in life. A lot of times, instead of learning from the past or glancing to the past to remember what God has done, to remember his provision, his success, we instead focus on glancing to the back to remember the pain.
Yeah, because it's a comfort zone. Another phrase that I use a lot, do not let your past determine your future.
Right.
And talking about Joseph, it came to my mind that if you think about it, Joseph, realistically, he was a spoiled child.
Right.
He was daddy's
little boy. Little king.
And, but think about, I was pondering on this on a teaching I did, was that God had a purpose for him to save through him the Israel. Yet, imagine if Joseph, as a spoiled child, would have come into power in Pharaoh's home. What would have happened?
That's a good point.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I believe sometimes, whether good or bad, we go through experiences in our life because we also need some breaking, some changing.
Right. Correct.
And like we use the example of the potter's wheel, and we have to be there, and the potter decides what he's going to do with us. But God took him through all those experiences, or allowed all that, for him to become the second in command and save the children of Israel.
Correct.
It was not about saving him and his immediate family, but it was for the whole children of Israel.
Whole nation. And also, the family benefited from it. But one of the things that you just pointed out was that, what about if the spoiled child would have come into power? Now, mind you, he was given a signet ring, which was authority over all the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And if you hand that authority, you hand that power to an immature person.
Selfish
person, prideful person, male or female, any kind of authority to someone who hasn't matured will misuse it.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, will be reckless with it. And a lot of times it happens, you know, God will entrust us with things and we need to strive to appreciate, but sometimes we have to go through those breaking. The more he wants to entrust, the more he wants to use, the more he has to keep us in a state where he can entrust us with that. And a lot of times, it does take breaking. Mm-hmm. If there's any pride, even hidden pride, he will pluck it out.
Right, yes.
I mean, if we don't find it, he will find it.
He'll find it. He'll point it out.
He will find a way. If there's anything within us that even we don't see in ourselves, he'll find a way to bring it out for our good. Maybe at the during the process, it does not feel good. We don't even understand it. But you see, when Paul says that this light and temporal trial produce a greater weight of glory, he is speaking that after the fact.
Right.
He is speaking after he's walking in a greater weight of glory.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're walking in a greater weight of glory, or you're walking in a victory, or you're walking in the outcome of your process, then you can testify. But when you're in the process, there's nothing glorious about it.
Correct.
There is nothing light about it, because you're feeling the pain. You're feeling the, you know, you're also wondering, God, what is going on? And even people who don't really have never had the opportunity to have a relationship with God, and they wonder why they lost their job, why is their marriage falling apart, and how am I going to get out of this? And the day that you lift your voice and you cry out to God, and you say, Lord, I need you to be my strength. I need you to step in. And you experience the love of God, and you begin to see how he works in your life. Sometimes some people have actually turned around and be thankful that they've gone through that. Had it not been because of that, they would have never known the love of God.
And I think that it makes our skin tougher.
Right. Yes.
When we go through so much trial, it's like the zebra. One more stripe doesn't make a difference.
Una raya más al tigre.
Una raya más. So I think that all these, it prepares us, it makes us stronger. So when we go through other hardships, we don't, you know, we're going to feel it because we're humans, but we start getting the sense that God was there before, he's there with me. If I have to go, I do that now. When I have challenges, I face them head on, because I don't want to be like the children of Israel that went around that mountain, around and around for 40 years. So I'd rather say, okay, I'm going through this. I've gone through very painful things in my life, but which I've cried, I've hurt, I've cried with other people, but you keep moving on. Because God in his word says that he will work all things together for good for those who call according to his glory. So that's his promise, whether good or bad, whether God will work them all together. And right. It just makes us a stronger person, stronger Christian.
And that brings to mind a passage that I really enjoy so much. And it's about Queen Esther. The Bible says she was beautiful, just very beautiful. And sometimes we focus on her beauty, and we focus on the fact that she became the queen and that she was selected amongst, you know, entre todas las doncellas, era la más bella, la que la seleccionaron, and we focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, in the exterior, she was just a beauty to uphold, I mean, to look at. But within herself, from the moment she was a child, since she was a child, she had experienced brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
She had lost her parents. She had was an orphan. Then she was raised by her cousin, well, no, her oldest cousin, Mardoqueo. And then when she's, you know, acclimating to being raised by her uncle or her older cousin, and she's acclimating to not having a mom and not having a dad, and now she finds this man who loves her wholeheartedly and is educating her, and he is her comfort, they come and they take her. You see, she didn't sign up for this pageant.
No.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't volunteer. She didn't say, I want to be in that.
She didn't register, huh?
She didn't register. You know, she did not audition for this.
Yeah.
They came and the Bible says they took her. So this is another experience of brokenness. So when you see her in her beauty and in her position and in all of the influence that now she has, mm-hmm. she's able to say, if you only knew what it took for me to be here.
Mm-hmm.
If you only knew that I carry this calling. And sometimes some of us, and I can say this for myself, I have had the honor of being in many platforms and being able to speak and do the things that God has called me to do. But many times, and even more so today, when I see God do things and I see God moving, more so today, I'm able to say, if you only knew that maybe the makeup on the outside can smooth my skin out a little bit, but if you only knew the scars and some of the things that I've had to experience, those stripes within that has made me the woman I am today. And now it's like, I can honestly stand there and say, listen, it's just not about me at all.
It's not.
You know, it's just not about me. I don't care if you put my name on a flyer or if you don't put it on a flyer. It makes no difference to me. I just want God. I just want the Lord to be glorified.
And I think that's what God wants to take us. It's not like Rick Warren's book. It's not about me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's no es soy yo. No es de mí, ni yo, ni de lo que yo tengo.
That's right.
Es lo que Dios hace a través de nosotros.
And it's so easy to get caught up in the glitter and the glamour of ministry and the glitter and the glamour of, you know, the glory of God, what he's doing. But bottom, it's what he's doing. Those lives, he's touching them. He's transforming them. We are vessels. And a lot of times now, and I say this again for myself, that now I'm able to see things differently, especially in women's lives. And I know I look back and I think, and I do the rearview mirror when right. so many women would approach me and say, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And I had no clue what they were talking about. I didn't know how to help them. All I could do was pray for them. But now I know their language. I hear their message. I know what they're talking about. And now my heart is completely different. And I want to be able to stop whatever it is I'm doing to be able to listen and say, you know what? God is going to see you through. It may be a dark valley right now. It may even seem like an abyss, but the power of God is going to reach you there and he's going to bring you out. And maybe you're listening to me right now and you are in your car, you're in your home, maybe you're a gentleman, a lady, whomever you might be, and you may be walking in a very dark season of your life. You need to know that out of nowhere, God is going to bring the resource. God is going to bring you someone that may pray for you, that may talk to you about this living God. And to close this segment, I want to share with you on Sunday afternoon, I was going out to have a brief appetizer with a friend of mine. And this young lady pulled up in front of us and she was in such need. She's going through right now a very vicious divorce where she went to the bank. Her bank account was wiped out, had no money for her children, for anything. And she prayed. She prayed and she asked God to come and to answer. Well, what was she going to do? So my friend and I were getting off the car. She pulls up in front of us and just shares her need with us. And we had just come from church. And it reminded me of the passage, cuando Pedro y Juan dijeron, oro y plata no tengo, pero lo que tengo te voy a dar. And I just told her, you know, I don't have much on me, but I'm going to pray for you. But my friend, God had just blessed her financially. So she turned around and met her need in the middle of a parking lot in Frisco, between Frisco and Plano. We're right there awesome. In front of a restaurant. There was people walking around. We laid hands on her. I prayed. And my friend provided the provision. So God is a faithful God.
He is. He is very faithful. And one of the things that, as far as what we're talking about now, is understanding that, you know, sometimes, and Jesus did this, it was in Luke, where, you know, he's talking to these people that want to be, you know, his disciples. And they're like, okay, we'll follow you, but I need to go
bury my mom.
Basically, glance backwards. You know,
yes.
I need to go look at something. I got to go take care of something. And then he comes in and says, listen, you know, you can't plow. You can't work. You
yes.
can't do this. You can't progress forward in life and be looking backwards. And I think that in many cases, you know, God is going to give us the opportunity to be that Jesus in that moment and to the person, listen, you need to allow God to heal you in from that previous divorce, mm-hmm. divorce from that previous marriage,
yes.
so that he can bless
yes.
what he wants to give you, where he's taking you.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you, both of you, but I'm all excited tonight because I think that we have an amazing topic. I think many of us need to hear that and be reminded.
Yes.
You know what? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is a progressive God. So tonight on Cristo the Rock, forsaking your past. And we send a hello to all of our Florida audience out there in Miami and California and all of the Dallas Metroplex. This is Evange Dye on Cristo the Rock.
No es el subir y bajar, queremos llegar y juntos ganar la batalla para siempre, alcanzar y a las vidas hablar. Andamos con el que nunca falla.
Con 777 entro y sigo representando. No soy un Magic, pero vengo desde Orlando. La donqueo con la fuerza de Tracy McGrady. Pero lo que traigo es sano, no hablo malo como Slim Shady. Yo puedo ser todo lo que quiero ser, aunque tengo un enemigo que se quiere interponer. Pues soy un creyente, and you know how it goes. Le sigo dando palo como el pelotero Pete Rose. Me pidieron reggaetón y por eso es que he traído a 777 para hacer un trío. Dedicado para el King, pero no al de los hamburgers. Como dice Manny Monte, está quedando la fueguembre. La música azota, que el bajo retumba. Por eso siempre digo que el diablito no me tumba. No te equivoques con estos tres. Lo que hacemos es para Cristo, ya tú sabes cómo es.
Subir y bajar, queremos llegar y juntos ganar la batalla para.
Hemos ganado todos los rounds. Tipo se ve en la lírica, funky pone sound. Y te doy knockout, como Tyson en Pochao. Más que victorioso, que toma los brown. No hago de ground, lo mío fuerte, exagerado. Un campo de batalla, los dejo asombrados. No me han ganado, y no es que se ha guillado. Este tipo se ve junto a funky, en Mollicao. Con espada yo la ataco, con letras los opacos. Si quieren mi carácter, los chacos yo les saco. Esto pa' que vean con quién se mete. Llegaron los creyentes, así que vete.
Diablito, te estamos quitando el fronte. No vengo solo, así que no te me confronte. Estamos claros que en la unión está el poder. Si vamos con el maestro que nos va a fortalecer. Pues si él con nosotros, ¿quién contra nosotros? Tenemos la victoria, pues no hacemos lo que hacen los otros. Pues mientras ellos siguen con el underground, yo hago música que te edifica desde aquí de Funky Town. No tengo mucho bling bling, pero llego y el Diablito corre como corre Usain. Se me esconde como Sama, porque yo conozco de su trampa y de su mala fama.
Awin Pichi,
ya tú sabes,
especie en peligro.
Nos seguimos desde Funky Town. Haciendo música que te unifica. Para los que quieren reggaetón.
You lead us by still waters into can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. Great is your love and justice, God. You use the weak to lead the strong.